we should, we're recording.
Okay. It is recording now, isn't it?
Yeah.
In 1913, my great-grandmother, Eleanor Peel, and her husband, William Peel, were looking for somewhere to buy in the countryside. And they looked extensively around the south coast and beyond, actually. So it was very it's always been a mystery as to why they actually, how they actually found the spot at Leydene where they eventually bought the land that they did. We think there's a possibility that the vicar of East Mearn at the time, who was a Reverend Crawley, was a friend of theirs, and they might have found the area attractive by visiting them. We're not quite sure, but we think that might be the connection. Anyway, they found the land at Leydene, 10 to 12,000 acres, and Eleanor Peel, who was very, very rich as a result of her father making linoleum, bought the land in 1912-13.
And you think the father was the fifth richest person?
He was. At the height of his
wealth.
He was the fifth richest man in the world.
Good God.
He imported the cork from Portugal. He had his own fleet of ships, and he brought it up the river in Lancaster, and it was turned into linoleum, which of course was the thing then. Every single household in England had linoleum floors. And he couldn't produce enough. I mean, he was making more and more money. He had two daughters, Eleanor and Maud. Unfortunately, Maud died when she was 30, unmarried. But anyway, Eleanor and William drew up the plans for this house at Leydene. It was to be, in the end, the largest house built for private use. There hasn't been such a large house as that built for private use since she built Leydene.
Good God.
And
equivalent of a Russian oligarch today.
Yes, a huge project. And of course it had these wonderful views over the Solent and down the Mearn Valley. And in those days, I even remember it when it didn't have all the trees that are now there, which do obscure quite a lot of the Solent view and the Mearn Valley view. And it was just an extraordinary sight. Anyway, it's great excitement for them. And they moved down to live at Coombe Cross House while they were doing the plans. Willie Peel was at that time forging a political career, so he wasn't often in the area, and he left most of the planning to Eleanor. And
the war intervened.
But
presumably,
unfortunately, the war came, and all the people who were supposed to work on the house went off to war. So the building had to stop, and it restarted again in 1918, and was finished in 1925, which is when they moved in there.
So they're at Coombe Cross all the rest of the time?
Yeah, they were at Coombe Cross the rest of the time. And my grandmother and her brother grew up there. That was all fine. They lived there, and there were some, apocryphal stories about Eleanor Peel, which everyone knows. I don't know whether you want to know about them. You know, when she sued the council when it snowed, they invited some guests down for the weekend, and it snowed, and the guests couldn't leave, and Eleanor Peel was so furious because she wanted to get rid of them, that she eventually sued the council for not clearing the snow quickly. She was, you know, there,
a piece
was,
of work.
There are a lot of stories about her. Don't know whether they're true or not. But Michael knows some as well. And, I mean,